This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller, who is also a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. Recently, in a brief address on the House floor, Representative Miller excoriated the Obama administration for not doing more to shut down the WikiLeaks site, which of course has revealed troves of national security classified information.
It's time that the Obama administration treats WikiLeaks for what it is, a terrorist organization whose continued operation threatens our security. Shut it down. Shut it down. It is time to shut down this terrorist organization, this terrorist website, WikiLeaks. Shut it down, Attorney General Holder.
And Congresswoman Miller joins us now, and thank you so much for your time today. What sort of reaction have you gotten to that speech, Congresswoman?
You know, Greg, it's interesting, not only on the Republican side, but on the Democratic side, a number of really conservative Democrats, I think, seem to be puzzled by why the Obama administration and Holder, representing the administration, is not really being more forceful, the president not speaking out on this more. I mean, I think they're sort of just puzzled by it. And I certainly think that the administration does have the ability, certainly through its Attorney General, Eric Holder, to shut this website down. I think that they can do that. I mean, you have a situation where the Attorney General just had a press conference maybe a week ago where he was proudly announcing that they had shut down about a half a dozen websites. They had seized the domain name of them, one of them because they were trafficking in knockoff purses, these Louis Vuitton handbags. So, look, if they think that's important enough, what about this? They need to shut this thing down. I think they should treat it as a terrorist organization, as a terrorist website, and shut this thing down.
In terms of what this administration can do legally, what have you looked into? There's been all sorts of different explanations as to how much power the government really has to do this. As you mentioned, they went after counterfeit handbag companies online. What power do they have against an operation like WikiLeaks, which, of course, is based overseas?
Well, it is based overseas, but yet Julian Assange, the fellow who's running this, he's also, I mean, for instance, he has two tax-exempt 501c3 organizations in America. And I would mention about that, he declined to even name them for fear that they could, this is what he said, they could lose some of their grant money because of political sensitivities. So not only this guy, I think, as I say, that a terrorist organization, really, but a complete hypocrite as well. And I do think that the Attorney General has the authority to seize a domain, to shut this down. And I would say this, if they have any question about it, do it anyway and let WikiLeaks sue us. How about that? Let's try that approach to begin with, because, you know, I don't think I'm overreacting here. This is just really, really bad what is happening to us in every way. You have this website, which is really aiding and abetting our terrorist enemies, and we need to defend our national security. At a minimum, I would think the Obama administration would agree that our ability to conduct diplomacy, particularly through our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, I may not be any fan of Hillary Clinton, but I feel very bad for the circumstances that she finds herself in now, because it is a very bad situation for the security and the ability to conduct diplomacy for America when you have all of these foreign governments that now know the kinds of cables that went to her.
We're talking with Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller. And Congresswoman, a couple of questions based on what you just said. First of all, it's been kind of interesting how some in the administration, like Secretary Clinton, felt the need to come out and speak very forcefully and condemn this and try and do some damage control. On the other hand, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs at the White House says we're really not that much afraid of a guy who just has a laptop. So we seem to be getting different types of messages from the administration about just how significant this is. What should they be saying?
Well, you know, I thought it was very interesting. I was just reading somewhere here today that former President Bill Clinton said that he has no doubt that because of what WikiLeaks has released here, that lives will be lost. That's what former President Bill Clinton is saying. And now, what is our current president, Obama, saying? Nothing. I mean, it's such a disconnect. As I say, I just don't I don't quite understand it. And that's why I'm making speeches on the floor and talking to folks, and I'm trying to sort of whip up other members on both the Republican and Democratic side to really, I think we need to put the Obama administration's feet to the fire, again, through their attorney general, and shut down this. They should have done something long ago, but it is long overdue now, because they need to shut them down to protect the vital secrets of our nation, shut the site down to deny our terrorist enemies access to information, which, you know, could be used to incite and will be certainly used to incite against the United States, which will put our brave men and women in uniform in danger, shut them down to stop their continued aid to terrorists and murderers. And again, our government has not done so.
Well, you said in your floor speech, Congresswoman, that you consider WikiLeaks to be a terrorist organization. That's exactly the same characterization that the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, or the rising chairman, Peter King of New York, has said. So what kind of action do you think the committee might be taking in the early days of next year on this?
Well, this is the thing. You know, we feel very frustrated on the Republican side that we cannot get the Democrats who run the committee at this point, to chair the committee, to have a hearing or even put out a statement or do anything. But I will tell you, Chairman Peter King, when he becomes the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, is going to have a much different posture. He has been a national leader on this issue already, and we certainly, I don't want to speak for him, but I'm certain we will be having hearings about WikiLeaks and so many other types of things. And, you know, in addition to that, our committee, I'm sure, will be looking at, for instance, this PFC, who has released all of this information. They are not charging him with espionage because they say that the current law does not allow us to do so. And I would tell you, apparently because they say WikiLeaks is not a foreign government or its agent, which is really how it's defined in the act, but we need to have laws that accurately reflect the realities of the new enemy that we face in the war on terror. And I think the fact is that in today's very modern world, every hostile foreign government and all of our terrorist enemies, you know, now has access to these secrets through the WikiLeaks organization. So we need to be having hearings as well to develop legislation that would close this loophole and give us the tools that we need to deal with the modern threats that we face. And, you know, here we are talking about things on the Internet. I mean, 15 years ago, most of us really didn't really know about the Internet. Now, this is what is happening.
60 seconds left here with Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan, member of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives. You mentioned before, Congresswoman, very clearly what you think the administration should do about this. You also mentioned, though, that you were disappointed that the president has virtually said nothing on this publicly. What would you like him to say?
I would like the president to react to this the way that I think that he should, which is he does not have to have a measured approach all the time. It's okay to show a little bit of emotion, particularly when you have something like this, which is really an act of war. And I would like him to let our enemies be put on notice that the United States of America intends to do everything that we possibly can to shut this down, to make sure that it never happens again. And to react accordingly. Look, I'm from Detroit, and if you remember about a year ago this time, we had the Christmas Day bomber.
Sure.
And I was, I think, one of the very first here saying that we needed to treat this guy like an enemy combatant. And, of course, instead of that, we sent him over to the University of Michigan Burn Center, which is, he got better treatment than most folks that are listening to this broadcast will ever get. We're putting him through the federal civilian court system. And I say this, today's enemy, they don't look at the battlefield the way that former wars have done. To them, the battlefield is asymmetrical. That day, almost a year ago, the Christmas Day bomber, the battlefield was seat 19A on a Northwest flight from Amsterdam coming into Detroit. We need to provide the kinds of tools to fight this modern-day enemy. And yet, in that case, the president didn't say anything about that for several days. It's just mind-boggling to me how you do not respond quickly and forcefully to enemies against America. And I'm hopeful that the Attorney General Eric Holder will think about this and, as I say, at least move quickly, forcefully to shut down this WikiLeaks terrorist organization website.
Well, sounds like you certainly have some bipartisan support for a lot of what you're advocating here, so we'll see what kind of traction it gets. Congresswoman, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller represents the Great Lakes State's 10th Congressional District. She's a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. Fantastic, Congresswoman. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.